buddy. You got one. Better. Oh, there's good news.
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what's up or down. Black or white.
Legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into...
The things that this show has called him, this approach is, I guess it's kind of like we're living in the Twilight Zone.
Donald Trump
says,
who the hell wants to speak about politics when I'm in front of the Boy Scouts, right?
Be Heil. Heil. Right.
Donald Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be Heil. Heil. Right.
Donald Trump.
Space. Ben.
Donald Trump
says,
you know, I go to Washington and I see all these politicians and I see the swamp. And it's not a good place. In fact, today I said we ought to change it from the word swamp to the word cesspool, or perhaps to the word sewer.
Be Heil. Heil.
Donald
Trump. Face Ben Hur.
Donald Trump.
Yes.
By the way, you going to get the votes? He better get them. He better get them. Oh, he better. Otherwise, I'll say, Tom, you're fired.
Be Heil. Heil.
Donald Trump.
Face. Are we not the Superman? Are you pure Superman?
Yeah, he is the Superman.
Super duper Superman.
Is this Nazi land so good? Would you leave it if you could?
Yeah, this Nazi land is good. We would leave it if we could.
We bring the world new order.
Donald Trump.
This world new order. Everyone a foreign race. We love
Donald Trump.
Face when we bring to the world disorder. When
Donald Trump
says,
and it was very sad because the hottest people in New York were at this party.
Be Heil, Heil, riding
Donald Trump.
Space not to love
Donald Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be Heil, Heil, riding
Donald Trump.
Space. Says,
we could use some more loyalty, I will tell you that.
Be Heil. Heil. Riding
Donald Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be Heil. Heil. Riding
Donald Trump.
Space.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Guys, good morning, good afternoon.
Good evening, good afternoon.
This was the largest audience to ever witness an inauguration, period. You're shaking your head. I appreciate it, but, with respect to, over the... Hold on 1 second. You don't get to just yell out questions. We're going to raise our hand like big boys and girls.
Denmark as a education point. Points.
Assad al-Assar. Assad al-Assar. Assad. Assad al-Assad. Bashar al-Assad.
Bashar al-Assad. I know you've mispronounced his name a few times.
Hitler, who didn't even sink to using chemical weapons. As many of you know... Okay, Jonathan, somebody's asking a question. It's not your press briefing. Major, I... You want to come on up?
I'm just...
I mean, I'll... And with...
with that, I'm glad to take some questions. Steve Holland.
Steve Holland's not here.
With that, David Jackson.
David is on here.
Eamon Javers. I will let the tweet speak for itself. Yeah, I'm going to let the tweet speak for itself. His tweets speak for themselves. His tweets do speak for themselves. I mean, that's the silliest thing I've ever heard. Okay, this is silly. Okay, Ness, stop shaking your head again.
Spicer resigned as White House press secretary.
He clearly had a close, intimate relationship with President Trump.
I have not asked the president since the last time we spoke about this. I have not asked the president. I haven't asked him. I have not talked to him about the specific qualities he's looking forward to seeing. I don't know if he's seen the legislation or not, but again, I haven't spoken to him on it. Honestly, I haven't asked him. I honestly haven't asked him that specific question. I have not had an opportunity to have that discussion. Literally have not had that kind of conversation. I have not discussed that with the president.
But according to a new report on Spicer's departure, his problems also included food storage. As the Wall Street Journal explained, less than a month into his new job, White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer needed to keep his food and drink cold. He wanted a mini fridge. He dispatched a top aide to a nearby executive office building where junior research employees are crammed into a room. Mr. Spicer wants your icebox, the aide said. They refused to give it up. So Mr. Spicer waited until sundown after his young staffers had left to take matters into his own hand. He was spotted by a fellow White House official lugging the icebox down the White House driveway after 8 p.m.
Spicer quit because Trump appointed a new communications director.
Enter the Mooch.
The Mooch.
The Mooch.
The Mooch.
The Mooch.
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 The Mooch.
Now, the first order of business is to blame everything on the guy before me.
I want to thank personally Sean Spicer, not only on behalf of myself, the president, the administration, but Sean is a true American patriot. He's a military serviceman. He's got a great family, and he's done an amazing job. This is obviously a difficult situation to be in, and I applaud his efforts here, and I love the guy, and I wish him well, and I hope he goes on to make a tremendous amount of money.
I'll ruin you like I ruined this company.
Terrific. Question number one. What was your overall business plan?
Business plan, yes. I keep it here, right next to my heart.
This isn't a business plan. It's an escape plan.
So long, suckers!
That's right. Trump's new communication director is Wall Street financier Anthony Scaramucci.
I see a little silhouette of a man.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
What's it like working in the White House communications office?
Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me.
I think he's got some of the best political instincts in the world and perhaps in history. I went to these rallies and I saw the love that the people had for the president. I think they really, really love the president. The president is really well loved. I love the president. I love the president. I love the president. The president has really good karma. The president's a winner. I've seen this guy throw a dead spiral through a tire. I've seen him at Madison Square Garden with a top coat on. He's standing in the key and he's hitting foul shots and swishing them, okay? He sinks 3-foot punts.
I want the president to be the president, and my point is if he wants to talk about things like that, I'm not going to want to stop him or even be able to stop him. I want to be there to help aid and abet his agenda.
In fact, you could even say I'm here to be the president's accomplice. I just want to be an accessory to his agenda both before and after the fact. We are breaking and entering a new era. And if making America great again is a crime, then the president is guilty as charged.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
Owen, just like everyone else working in the Trump administration, Scaramucci also spent 7 years working at Goldman Sachs.
Okay, let's work on your execu-speak. I'm worried about blank.
Don't you worry about blank. Let me worry about blank.
Good. I also would have accepted blank. Blank! You're not looking at the big picture.
I want to do everything I can to make her better at that podium. I think she's phenomenal there now. But like every athlete that's training for the Olympics, every day we got to make ourselves incrementally better. The only thing I asked Sarah, if you're watching, I love the hair and makeup person that we had on Friday, so I'd like to continue to use the hair and makeup person.
And you could smile more. Would that hurt you so much? Just smile. He's so pretty when you smile. For the record, I was referring to my hair and makeup and the fact that I like the makeup artist. I need all the help I can get. Hashtag humor.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
Scaramouche, the Republican. He was born with a sense that the world was mad. And that was all his patrimony. His very paternity was obscure, although the village had long since dispelled the cloud of mystery that hung about it. Those simple folk were not so simple as to be deceived by the pretended relationship which did not even possess the virtue of originality. The most unsophisticated of country folk perfectly understand the situation.
I'll tell you who he's going to be president of. You can tell Donald I said this. The Queens County Bullies Association. You got to cut it out now and stop all this crazy rhetoric. It's anti-American. It's very, very divisive.
Is he going to be the alienator in chief when he's running the country? The whole insecurity and the bullying is not what you want in the American president.
Oh, man.
This is not the guy.
The politicians don't want to go at Trump because he's got a big mouth and he's afraid he's going to get light him up on Fox News and all these other places, but I'm not a politician.
Why is he resonating, dude?
From Queens County, bring it, Donald.
But a White House insider says this was a murdering of Reince and Bannon. They said Anthony would get this job over their dead bodies.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
Now, some people may think it's odd for a man who believes in climate change, gun control, and abortion rights to go work for Donald Trump. But in a way, if you think about it, he's the perfect man for the job. Who could represent Donald Trump better than a guy willing to abandon all of his previous positions if it gets him into the White House?
President Trump's new communications director deleting all his old tweets, including ones that opposed some of the president's positions on things like gun control, border walls, and climate change, announcing it all with a message. Full transparency, he writes. Past views evolved and shouldn't be a distraction.
Scaramouche
says he's now fully on board the Trump train, and he sought to make that clear by backing up the president on one of his most controversial claims, that it might not have been Russia who interfered in the 2016 election. Now, remember, every U.S. intelligence agency agrees that it was Russia. But as evidence to support Trump's assertion, Scaramouche said he had heard from an anonymous source that if it was Russia, they would never have been detected. But there was a fun reveal at the end when Scaramouche was asked who that anonymous source was.
Somebody said to me yesterday, I won't tell you who, that if the Russians actually hacked this situation and spilled out those emails, you would have never seen it. You would have never had any evidence of them, meaning that they're super confident in their deception skills and hacking.
I don't know who this anonymous person is that said that if the Russians had actually done it, we wouldn't have been able to detect it. But
how about it was the president?
Scaramouche revealed his anonymous source just to try win an argument with Jake Tapper? Like, if I were Trump, I'd be a little worried about this right now.
I wonder about you sometimes. You may fold under questioning.
Sessions gets the job. Right after he gets the job, he recuses himself.
Was that a mistake?
Well, Sessions should have never recused himself. And if he was going to recuse himself, he should have told me before he took the job, and I would have picked somebody else. Mm-hmm.
He gave you no heads up at all.
Zero. Okay. So Jeff Sessions takes the job, gets into the job, recuses himself. I then have, which frankly, I think is very unfair to the president. How do you take a job and then recuse yourself? If he would have recused himself before the job, I would have said, thanks, Jeff, but I can't, you know, I'm not going to take you. It's extremely unfair. And that's a mild word to the president. So he recuses himself. I then end up with a second man who's a deputy.
Could use some more loyalty, I will tell you that.
How do you feel like you can effectively serve from here on out if you don't have the confidence of the president?
We're serving right now. The work we're doing today is the kind of work that we intend to continue.
Continue? No, you're supposed to quit. Take a hint, Bilbo. You're going to ruin everything for me. God, 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 don't go. Do not go. Oh, Sarah, 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 Sarah,
Trump once again attacked his own Attorney General Jeff Sessions, calling him beleaguered in a tweet.
I am disappointed in the Attorney General. He should not have recused himself almost immediately after he took office. And if he was going to recuse himself, he should have told me prior to taking office, and I would have quite simply picked somebody else. So I think that's a bad thing, not for the president, but for the presidency. I think it's unfair to the presidency, and that's the way I feel.
Why should he remain as the attorney general?
I want the attorney general to be much tougher on the leaks from intelligence agencies, which are leaking like rarely have they ever leaked before at a very important level. These are intelligence agencies. We cannot have that happen. You know many of my views in addition to that, but I think that's one of the very important things that they have to get on with. I told you before, I'm very disappointed with the Attorney General, but we will see what happens. Time will tell. Time will tell.
Why did you say it was unfair for Jeff Sessions to recuse himself on Russia?
I have a very simple test for fairness. Does this thing earn me money, make me look smart, or arouse me sexually? If the answer to any of those is no, totally unfair.
Any comment on the continuing accusations that you colluded with Russia?
No, I don't have a comment. What do I look like, Don Jr.?
Quote, Attorney General Jeff Sessions has taken a very weak position on Hillary Clinton crimes. Where are emails and DNC server and intel leakers? You're a sitting president attack a sitting member of his own cabinet.
Time will tell. How long? How much time? What's it going to tell? Is the president going to fire him? Or is he putting pressure on Sessions to resign? The sitting president, obviously, going after his own Justice Department and then not taking action to put any teeth behind it.
Replacing Sessions is seen by some Trump associates as potentially being part of the strategy to fire Special Counsel Robert Mueller and to end his investigation into whether the Trump campaign coordinated with the Kremlin.
He could fire Jeff Sessions and replace him with the new attorney general who would then not be recused from Russia, who could oversee the Russian investigation.
Like who?
I don't know who, but there are a lot of people he's thinking about, but I don't even know if the president has a plan B. At this point, he's had this simmering rage that we've been reporting on for months now about the Russia case, which he views as a hoax. He views it as a witch hunt. He's made that plain. And he's just letting Jeff Sessions hang out there. There's no indication that Sessions is prepared to resign or willing to resign. I think he, you know, if Trump doesn't want him as attorney general, he wants Trump to, you know, step forward and actually fire him.
The president of the United States continues to publicly humiliate his attorney general. President unloaded in an interview with the Wall Street Journal, saying he's, quote, very disappointed in Sessions and is, quote, looking at firing him. But Trump is telling the Journal, quote, he was a senator from Alabama. I won the state by a lot, massive numbers. A lot of the states I won by massive numbers. But he was a senator. He looks at 40,000 people. He probably says, what do I have to lose? And he endorsed me. So it's not like a great loyal thing. Sessions recused himself from the Russian investigation in March. After it was revealed, he had met twice with the Russian ambassador while working on Trump's campaigns, meetings that Sessions did not disclose during his confirmation hearings, even though he was asked about them under oath. That recusal eventually led to the appointment of Special Counsel Robert Mueller, a development that now appears to threaten Trump's presidency and that has turned the president against his own attorney general. Joining me now, Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter Sari Horowitz, who covers the Justice Department for The Washington Post. You have a story.
But back at the Justice Department, I was at the Justice Department all day today, no indication that the Attorney General will resign. In fact, quite the opposite.
He has been musing out loud about potentially firing the Attorney General, going far further than he did in the Rose Garden today. There are steps they could take to replace him, although that would initially firing him would probably leave him with Rod Rosenstein, who's another person that the president is very angry with.
So but how does this not end up in a constitutional crisis? He fires Sessions. Presumably, he fires Rosenstein, who's the only one with any authority over the investigation. Then what happens?
Well, he has some options. If he doesn't like those choices, he could. There is, by law, he could present a candidate who has already been confirmed by the Senate. But those are few and far between at this point. These are potentially other.
And a recess appointment of an attorney general that's going to oversee an investigation into Russia is political suicide. I can't believe they're even contemplating that.
What's clear is that the president objects very, very strongly to
this investigation, and he keeps moving closer to what ultimately ends in a constitutional crisis. It's a serious situation. He clearly doesn't understand that there are constraints on the actions of even the president of the United States in this country of laws, and the assault now on the attorney general that he's launching. He doesn't seem to understand that what it would do is it would put the deputy attorney general into the attorney general position, and it's highly likely that even this Republican Congress would refuse to confirm anybody to take Sessions' place.
So you don't see. He could do it, though, right? He could wait until the Senate goes out of session, then he could put somebody in there. But it sounds, when you say constitutional crisis, Steve, like you think the only reason he would do this is ultimately to get rid of Mueller. That's all that this is about.
This is all part of a chain of events that started with the firing of Jim Comey, which is, you know, one of the dumbest political decisions, legal decisions that, you know, anyone in politics in the modern era has ever participated in. And with the firing of Comey guaranteed that there would be the appointment of a special counsel. And now that special counsel has really a license to investigate wherever he sees fit to get to the facts. And that may involve looking at the finances of the Trump Organization. And it seems from the public comments that there's great sensitivity to that. And now you have literally the entirety of the White House senior staff and the people closest to the president all lawyered up, all with contradictory stories on a larger issue, this question of Russia, that we know that in every instance where they had an opportunity to be transparent, they've prevaricated to the American people about it.
Oh, quiet. See, she's not supposed to do that, but they're doing it, but they're not supposed to. So she's breaking, you know, she's breaking a code, but they don't care. They don't care about breaking codes. Thank you all. You're great. You're great.
On Thursday, Trump and his legal team discussed his power to pardon those close to him, including himself.
I beg your pardon.
While all agree the U.S. president has the complete power to pardon, why think of that when only crime so far is leaks against us? Fake news.
Scaramucci muddled the message when he confirmed the president is exploring the, quote, complete power to pardon anyone swept up in the Russia investigation.
I'm in the Oval Office of the president last week. We're talking about that. He says he brought that up. He says, but he doesn't have to be pardoned. There's nobody around him that has to be pardoned.
Those comments directly contradict statements from the president's personal lawyer.
Pardons have not been discussed, and pardons are not on the table.
I beg your pardon.
Where I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody.
In that tweet, Trump called the Russia story fake news and floated pardoning himself for it. Reminds me of the passage in the New Testament when the Apostle Judas said, "Surely I will not betray you, my Lord, but if I did, you'd have to forgive me, right? That's like your whole deal. Also, are you a cop? You have to tell me if you're a cop."
I think he may be able to pardon himself, but I want to hasten to add, I think that is auto-impeachment. I mean, under the Constitution, it says that the president has the power to grant reprieves and pardons except in the cases of impeachment, which basically means that if the House wants to impeach a president and the Senate votes to convict, a pardon will not save you. I think a president who pardons himself basically is saying, I have committed a crime, and that is the justification for impeachment and conviction and removal from office.
If you think you've seen chaos, you haven't. That would be chaos.
This president appears to have been compromised by Vladimir Putin.
I am not compromised. It was just a conversation. I had to talk to him. It was dessert. I mean, what could I do? He moved on me.
Mueller was looking at your finances, your family's finances, unrelated to Russia. Is that a red line?
Would that be a breach of what his actual...
I would say yes. Yeah, I would say yes. By the way, I would say, I don't
I mean, it's possible that it's a condo or something. So, you know, I sell a lot of condo units and somebody from Russia buys a condo. Who knows? I don't make money from Russia. In fact, I put out a letter saying that I don't make from one of the most highly respected law firms and accounting firms. I don't have buildings in Russia. They said I own buildings in Russia. I don't. They said I made money from Russia. No, it's not my thing. I don't do that. Over the years, I've looked at maybe doing a deal in Russia, but I never did one. You know, other than they held the Miss Universe pageant, they're 8, 9.
But if you would...
She's sitting next to Putin and somebody else, okay. And that's the way it is. So the meal is going through, and toward dessert, I went down just to say hello to Melania, and while I was there, I said hello to Putin. Really pleasantries, more than anything else. Was not a long conversation, but it was, you know, it could be 15 minutes, just talked about things. It was very interesting. We talked about adoption.
You did?
Russian adoption, yeah. Mm-hmm. I've always found that interesting.
I beg your pardon.
Thanks for the song and skits this week from
Peter, Serafinovich, Lynn, Anderson, Spike, Jones,
and
Golden, Earring,
and thanks to
Sarah, Huckabee, Sanders,
the
Captain, Sean, Spicer,
Wolf,
Blitzer, Stephen, Colbert, Seth, Myers, Trevor, Noah, Bonitus, Frey,
and the
Professor, Anthony, Scaramucci, Raphael, Sabatini, Hallie,
Jackson,
Jake, Tapper, Joe, Pesky, Maggie, Haberman, Jeff,
Sessions,
Anthony, Atamanuk, Peter, Groves, Nicole, Wallace,
Chris,
Hayes, Sari, Horwitz, Steve, Schmidt,
Chris,
Jamzing,
and Jay,
Sekulo.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.